Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Splash! A tiny pebble flipped a ribbon of water, and a little cry popped up from the riverbank. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie. Ready to find out who stopped to help? Let's stomp on in. Big adventures start with little steps.
The river today shimmered like scattered coins. Dragonflies zipped like tiny kites, and the grass smelled like fresh rain. Right by a bend, on a patch of moss, little Pip sat with muddy knees and a small, worried wobble.
Pip wasn't hurt, just stuck on the slippery bank. He tried to climb and slipped back a tiny bit, and then he sniffed, looking around for someone to help.
Tank came stomping first, with a big coil of rope over his shoulder. He's kind and brave, but oh, he gets tangled in the funniest ways. He tossed the rope, and it looped around his tail like a scarf gone silly.
Oh no, Tank said. I think the rope is trying to hug me.
He wiggled and shook until he set the rope free, but by then, Pip had slid a little farther down the bank.
Lincoln tiptoed forward with a giant leaf held like a tiny green boat. Maybe a leaf raft would scoop him up, he suggested. Mama T-Rex nodded, her eyes calm like smooth stones. That's thoughtful, she said.
The leaf raft kept tipping in the ripple, and Lincoln's careful brow furrowed. Sometimes an idea needs a partner to work just right, so Lincoln stood ready, thinking of what else might help.
London paused a little away and cupped her claws to listen. She heard Pip sniff and the soft splash of water. Maybe a long stick? She called. Listening, she stayed ready for Pip's answer.
Topsy tried her own idea. She tied the rope to a pebble and gave it a gentle toss. The pebble did a little water dance, sending up tiny droplets that glittered. Pip giggled at the splash, but he still couldn't climb out.
After Tank's tumble and the pebble splash, Rexy breathed out a small, steady breath and whispered, "Maybe I can try."
Rexy isn't the loudest dino, and he isn't the biggest, but he has a steady heart. He found a slim, straight stick, just the right one, and he edged close with Mama T-Rex right behind him.
Together, they made a tiny bridge, stick to claw, claw to bank. "Here, Pip," Rexy said, his voice soft. "Take the stick and climb toward me." Pip grabbed on, and with Mama T-Rex steadying, Pip climbed, one careful step, then another, until he was safe on the grass.
When Pip landed, he shook like a tiny wet pup and then burst into a huge, grateful grin. "Thank you," he sang, flapping his small arms. The others made happy stomps and little cheers.
Rexy blinked, surprised at how brave he felt. He hadn't done something huge, just a small, careful thing. Mama T-Rex crouched and put a warm claw near his shoulder. "Sometimes helping our neighbor is quiet and steady," she said.
Do you remember how Rexy thought about the time Mama T-Rex helped him? That memory was like a little flashlight in his chest.
Warm and sure.
That feeling ties to a very old story about someone who stopped to help a stranger. It's not about applause or prizes. It's about making someone feel safe. Rexy didn't need a medal. He helped because he remembered what it felt like to be helped.
Small things, like a shared stick, a steady hand, or listening, are tiny seeds. They can grow big smiles, brave hearts, and close friendships.
Now, think for a moment. Have you ever helped someone a little bit? Maybe by sharing a toy, holding a hand, or helping someone who fell down. How did that feel inside you?
If you can, tell a parent or teacher about it. Share a time you were brave, like Rexy, or a time someone helped you. Those stories help kindness grow.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. If you loved this little river rescue, stomp that subscribe button so you won't miss our next story. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine.
Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!